Welcome to the Whole Being series. I am your host, Warren Williams, from warrenwilliamscoaching.com. We will be focusing on topics ranging from mental, emotional, spiritual, lifestyle, movement, and so much more. My podcast will present pioneers in all fields of health that are related to holistic living. I hope you enjoy. Take care. So today we're going to talk about the topic of spirituality. Now, the interesting thing about spirituality is that people think about spirituality as an act. When I say an act, I don't mean you act like you're spiritual. I am talking about an act as in things that you do. You have to act out specific things every single day to be spiritual, such as the spiritual person meditates, the spiritual person fasts, the spiritual person goes into silent retreats, the spiritual person separates himself from the world. These are all true performances of spirituality, but they are not spirituality. Let me explain what I mean. Spirituality is not what you do. Spirituality is simply what you are. It represents your character, how you perceive and how you react to life challenges. There's a famous athlete called GSP, or Georges Saint-Pierre, a French athlete, and he's a consummate professional as a martial artist, highly sought after as a character and an upright type of person. And I remember him talking about the martial artist, and you know, people think that a martial artist is someone who performs martial arts, which is again the act of doing something. They think that in order for you to be a martial artist, you have to punch and kick, stretch and, you know, train. And that's true. They definitely make up parts of what makes you a martial artist. But he said a martial artist is someone that lives as a martial artist every single day. Their character, their charity, and the way they have patience and time for others, that's the characteristic of a martial artist. So that means you are living as a martial artist, because if only when you practice martial arts you are a martial artist, that means you are a part-time martial artist, because it means if you practice martial arts for 3 hours a day, then the other 21 hours a day you are not a martial artist, if martial arts is only about what you practice. The same with spirituality. If you have to perform something to become spiritual, what happens when you're not performing that thing? Does that mean you are no longer spiritual? Does that mean that you are spiritual for 1 hour a day when you meditate? No, because the spiritual person, as part of their daily practice, practices the elements that improve their spirituality. So to improve your spirituality, you have to be living as a spiritual being who has specific practices such as meditation, Tai Chi, Qigong, breathing exercises, elements of fasting, elements of introspection, and elements of silence. So all of these acts that we do as a spiritual being help to improve our vitality and our control. They help to improve our ability to be tolerant. But they do not make us a spiritual being. They are assisting our connection and our pursuit of spirituality. But the spiritual being is someone that lives it every single day. So spirituality is not what you do. Spirituality is what you are. It's what you live. It's your characteristics. It's your ability to judge all situations as relative. If you crash your car, rather than getting hysterical, you look at the situation and the first thing you think is, I'm okay, I'm alive. That's the first characteristic that you would use, because that shows that you're evolving as a person. The spiritual person looks at situations in their life. If they are dating a certain type of characteristic and it doesn't work, they move on. I remember hearing another martial artist, and I found this really helpful quote from this guy when he said, when it comes to competing, you either win or you learn. I find that amazing. It's just a really good way of looking at things. You either win or you learn. And that's the same as life. if you don't win or create a successful outcome in a situation, then you learn. And the spiritual person learns. They learn from every situation, because every stressful situation, every challenge is a beautiful opportunity for growth and change. So the spiritual person honors this ability within them, and they see every occasion as an ability to learn and change and evolve. So a spiritual being's journey is about evolving themselves. You know, we have this image in our mind of spirituality, which is the old guy with the long beard who slightly looks frail, who slightly looks like they're lacking vitality, they don't eat very much. We have this image of spirituality. And you know, if you were sent to go and see a spiritual master, and they didn't describe the person, but they said he's in this village somewhere in the deep corners of a specific location in your country, and you saw a young, vital guy who may have been like 19, 20 years old, you'd walk past him, assuming yes, not him. And if you walk through the village, you'd probably look for the oldest, wisest looking person and say, oh, it must be him. That must be the spiritual guy. Not knowing that the guy that you walk past might have been the person, but you assume, well, he's 20 years old, he's got energy, he's got muscles, it can't be him because the spirituality looks like this. So we have this image of spirituality, and we have this relationship to the activities that the spiritual person does, but both are wrong because they're only elements of it. So spirituality, again, is not what you do. Spirituality is what you are, how you are as a person, have you evolved? How you evolve every single day. And remember, evolving doesn't mean you're up meditating and levitating. Evolving just means that you're able to see every opportunity in your life for what it really is and learn a lesson. And when you learn a lesson, you make a better choice, because you know, there's no point in making a mistake unless you learn from that. And it doesn't mean that we all are fallible and we don't make mistakes. It means that we learn from our mistakes. That's what defines and changes us as people. So I hope this has really helped you guys to understand a little bit more about the concept of spirituality. And I invite you guys to visit my website at warrenwilliamscoaching.com, where we can explore far more topics, far deeper concepts on the psyche, emotions, spirituality, vitality, health, movement, and exercise. Join me when you can. Thanks for listening to this podcast, guys. You may be wondering, what can I do from here? How do I move forward? How can I empower myself to action? The next step is quite simple. You can simply log onto my website at warrenwilliamscoaching.com and download my free audio lecture on the 5 steps to holistic living. It's free and it's 2.5 hours long. Hope you enjoy. Take care.